put up Saint Pierre, these urgent care to status 01072026, dictation is 4. Lizette Herrera, Herrera spells H-E-R-R-E-R-A, Lizette spells L-I-Z-E-T-H, date of birth 03-03-2011. There's a 14-year-old child accompanied by mom, it with ear pain, period. Mom said child has been complaining of ear pain for the past 3 days. She denies trauma. The pain is in both ears, but the right is worse, period. Describe pain as sharp, not associated with movement or touch, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes for you. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above. For your next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Correction. She's in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 1/22/84. Pulse is 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.0. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Right ear is erythematous and edematous in the external ear canal. Tympanic membrane is dull to light reflex. There appears to be fluids behind the TM and the fluids appear purulent, period. No tragal tug. No tenderness of palpation of the TMJ and no clicking with TMJ range of motion, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 3/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Assessment number 1 is acute otitis media on the right. Assessment number 2 is ear pain. The next paragraph, in clinic the patient received the following medication, Rocephin 1 gram, correction, Rocephin 500 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for an additional 15 or 20 minutes. She reports no side effects from the medication request. Patients and mom request the school excuse. This was given for her to return to school tomorrow. She was sent home with the following medication, amoxicillin, 250 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, Motrin, 600 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN for pain. Number 30, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. Mom was given the opportunity to ask questions. Did they have none? End of the patient.